It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. The Young Preservationists Association has announced its list of places to save in the Pittsburgh region. So what sites are being saved, threatened by the wrecking ball, or simply being neglected? I'm joined now in Studio A by Ellen Kitzerow, who is chair of the Young Preservationists, and she is here with us in Studio A, as I said. Ellen Kitzerow, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh. Am I saying your name correctly?
No, it's Ellen Kitzerow.
Kitzerow.
Yes.
Kitzerow. Ellen Kitzerow, welcome again to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you.
What are the sites that have made your top 10 list?
So it's a pretty diverse group. We have places like Main Street Buildings in East Liberty, a former Drover's Hotel in the Mexican War Streets. We also named the Roxy and Theater in McKee's Rocks, the former Leslie Park Pool over in Lawrenceville, and sort of outside of the main city area, we named the McKean Avenue, which is Denora PA's Main Street. So it's a really diverse group of places, and some of them are more threatened, some of them are more historic than others, but we felt that all of them had a good chance for revitalization, would really add to the communities if they were saved, and we wanted to highlight them before a wrecking ball gets them.
How do you decide? You mentioned some different factors here, but I mean, they could be applied to any number of places all around this area. There are lots of old buildings and recreation areas and theaters.
Definitely.
So how do you narrow it down?
So we sent out a call for nominations earlier this year, and we had a form on our website that people could fill out, and it's really what matters to community members. So if it's historic, if it is something you care about, if it's highly endangered, all of those criteria went into how we chose the top 10, but someone can nominate anything that they care about. So there are lots of places. You know, we certainly didn't capture the full list of places that are endangered. We have heard, since our list was released last week, we've heard from a lot of people about places that they care about, and we really encourage them to nominate it to our list for next year, as well as just get involved in trying to save those places right now. But some of the nominations, or some of the nominees that were made just in the time where the nominations came in and we were choosing them, they had already been lost. So that includes the McKeesport Roundhouse and the Cadoux House in South Park. So it's a really fast moving process, and it's hard to stay on top of it. But if we're not highlighting any of them and we're not working for it, then they're all in danger.
So what will you do with this? What do you hope to do with these places that you've identified as priorities for preservation?
So these are going to be the centerpieces for our programming throughout the next year. So the YPA, we're an education and advocacy organization. We don't have the resources or capacity to go out and save the properties by ourselves. But what we can do is call public attention to them, get involved in sort of the campaigns to save them. And we will be centering our programming around them. One of our newer programs is Painting for Preservation, where we go out, it's people of all ages, anyone is welcome, and we create artwork of an endangered site. So we're doing that on November 8th, on Saturday. We'll be in East Liberty, right across the street from our Penn Avenue properties that are the number one on our top 10 list. So that's Penn Avenue and Highland Avenue in East Liberty.
And how do you define preservation?
I mean, it can take a lot of different forms. I think having a respect for a structure's history and sort of, you know, certainly rehabbing an older building is still preserving it. It doesn't need to look exactly the way it did when it was built. It doesn't need to have all the same interior facets. But every time you do change something, you're losing a little bit of the history. So certainly when you're demolishing a building, you're losing all of that history. So that's not preservation.
Can all of the sites on your list be saved?
We certainly hope so. There are definitely sites that are in much more danger than others. And so that would be the Penn Avenue properties, which are in the process of being sold to a developer who wants to demolish them and put a hotel there. It includes the Drovers Hotel, which is going up on the in front of the Historic Review Commission on November 5th. And the Forbes facades downtown that Point Park University is sort of figuring out what they're doing with. So those are like sort of our extreme danger sites, and we're working really hard on them. But there are other ones that just haven't had the same attention paid to them that we want to get involved and sort of help direct the conversation a little bit, or at least influence the conversation.
And ultimately, who is responsible for saving or preserving these properties? Is it up to the person, for example, the person who has just come in and purchased the property at Penn and Liberty? Is it ultimately up to that individual?
Well, it really depends. I would say that we're all responsible as community members for involving ourselves in a process to try to make our communities what we want them to be. We have that responsibility. Our public officials and appointed officials have that responsibility. The building owners have the main responsibility, and they have the most power. But especially if you're going to be using public funding in some way, or really affecting how your property interacts with the rest of the community, I think you do have a sort of a public responsibility to preserve these properties.
And so the role of the Young Preservationist Association is to be an advocate, be the voice for preservation, for saving these
Definitely.
Historic sites and edifices.
Yes, we have a younger focus. We want to engage youth in preservation.
And why is that? Why is that especially important in what you're doing?
Well, because historic preservation really tends to skew a little bit older, and if we aren't engaging and educating a younger generation, we're going to lose a lot more buildings. It's so important that youth understand and appreciate their historic surroundings and their heritage.
Is it particularly challenging to get youthful people, to get young people interested in preservation? Because let's face it, if this issue skews to an older demographic, it probably has a lot to do with the fact that these people remember these buildings or these playgrounds, pools, whatever they happen to be, in their heyday, at a time when probably the use of those facilities had a profound impact on their lives. So if you have younger people who may not even remember when that building was anything but abandoned, for example, is it hard to get them to say, oh yeah, we got to get behind this?
I definitely think it's true that it can be harder for them to have those memories. But I think that everyone is engaged in their surroundings and sort of, you know, even if a building is abandoned, it can still be important to you. You can still have an emotional connection to it. And, you know, as soon as you start to get people engaged and educate them about the history of a place, it builds that relationship. And it doesn't matter what age you are, you're excited to help save it.
And what are some of the other sites in Pittsburgh besides the ones, the dire ones that are on the list? What are some other ones that come to mind that need saving?
Some of the less dire places include Regis Theodle Candies over in Millvale. So that's on our list. And it was originally Yetter's. It was started, it was about 70 years old when it closed. And right now there's not a lot going on with it. But Millvale is really experiencing a little bit of a renaissance. And so we're hopeful that it can continue up Evergreen Avenue and revitalize. Another major piece is land banking. And so that was the only place on our top 10 list that was not an actual site. And we wanted to bring attention to this great tool that can be used to help redevelop and revitalize properties in communities. But we really, really, really want to encourage that historic protections are taken, that demolition is really used as the last resort rather than the first strategy that you go to. So sort of working on that policy is going to be another piece of what we're doing over the next year.
Ellen Kitzerow is chair of the Young Preservationists, joining us here to share the top 10 list of places in the Pittsburgh region that need to be saved from the wrecking ball. Ellen Kitzero, it's been a pleasure visiting with you. Thank you so much for joining us here in Studio A.
Thank you so much.
Coming up, business correspondent Rebecca Harris on how artisanal cheese is becoming the latest food trend. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.